Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
You can't go through life not ever facing rain. Just when you get comfortable, that's when everything can change. I kept holding on to the strongest thing I know. At times I felt like giving up. I guess that's the way life goes. Though there were times all I had was faith, I just kept believing. Now somehow, some way, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Weather the storm, walk through the rain, tread through the water, been through the pain. I've done the best that I can do. After all that I've been through, I'm still standing. There's a song within my heart, playing louder every day. I close my eyes and lift my head, stretch my arms out wide. I can feel the wind beneath my wings as I begin to rise. Though there were times all I had was faith, just kept believing. Now somehow, some way, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Yeah.
Through the water, I've been through the pain. I've done the
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and I am so happy to be with you here today on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. This has been an amazing week full of challenges, but guess what? I am still standing, and those of you out there are still standing too. That was our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough artist, Jason Peel, who is also our VIP Platinum sponsor. So I want to give a special thank you to Jason Peel out there. Thank you so much for supporting the network. Anywhere we are, we need any assistance, especially in production, he is right there. In fact, he dedicated that song to us for this show. So just wanted to say a special thank you out there to Jason Peel, our VIP Platinum sponsor. We'll be thanking other sponsors throughout the show. And I am just so excited because we have a blazing, amazing guest tonight by the name of Nicole Roberts-Jones. She is hashtag blazing amazing, and I can't wait to have some wonderful conversation with her later on this evening. But first, what we're going to do is do a little bit of housekeeping. If you are not already a part of our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Facebook group, be sure to join. If you haven't had a chance, learn a little bit about me. Feel free to go over to toyparker.com. And if you have not had a chance, be sure to like the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Facebook page on Facebook. Let's stay connected at all times in love, life, and business, because this show, for those who do not know, Ignite actually stands for Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy, because everything I do stands for something. And so with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with some PowerPoints to help you have the sparks you need to help you ignite your life so you can live the epic life now you deserve today. We'll be right back right after this.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I want to be next to you.
Next to you.
So let my letter day. Always feel and pray. Longing for more and more. So much things to say. I want to be next to you.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall. You always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No work is hell at all. My love is from the heart. You see, I cry. Why my eyes? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you. Next to you. So let's not let a day. Always feel and pray. Longing for more and more. So much things to say. I wanna be next to you.
Next to you.
And welcome back. Yes, I cannot be on the airwaves without you. Anyone can have a station, but it takes listeners to keep it going. And I am so appreciative of the thousands of listeners who are out there listening to the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, whether I'm doing a webcast or whether I'm doing a radio show. Wherever I am, there you are, and I appreciate you. I'm a firm believer that the attitude of gratitude is the best defense against failure. And so I will always, every single episode, thank you, the listener. Thank even you who are listening to the podcast, which is after the show has already aired. So I'm speaking to you in the future. Thank you and you and you. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. Tonight we're talking about the Money Blueprint Momentum series that I started a while back. I got so much great feedback about it, I wanted to go ahead and they were like, well, when are you going to talk about the Money Blueprint Momentum again? Okay, no worries. We're going to do it again this week during our Business and Finance Week. As many of you know, and for those who are new to the show, each week we actually focus on a different area of life. Week one, we talk about life empowerment. Week two is health and physical wellness. Week three, love and relationships. Week four, we talk about business and finance. And on the fifth Thursday, whenever we have one, we talk about fearless living and how to live a fearless life. So tonight we're going to be talking about definitely Money Blueprint Momentum. So be sure to get out your notes. You know how I am. I always tell you to get out your pen and paper. Some of you even have Ignite Your Life journals, and for those of you who have that, that is hashtag blazing amazing. So, yes, this is your one-stop destination for the very best in music, entertainment, edutainment, and empowerment, sparks and empowerment to help you ignite your life so you can live the epic life now today in love, life, and business. Just want to give a special thank you out there to the beauties of IME University. Kimberly Arrington is taking a day off, and it's a well-deserved one, so I just want to say thank you, Kimberly. I know you're out there listening. Enjoy yourself. Take a load off. You do a lot, lady. And so thank you so much for all this support that you give, and thank you so much for dispatching your angels, the beauties at IME University, to help me out tonight in the feeds. A special thank you to my beautiful daughter, who has her own platform called hashtag Living Life Nia Style. So I'm really proud of her. She's only 11 years old, and she's already taking the world by storm. I'm really proud of her. Thank you, honey. I know she's out there listening, trying to listen, even though she's supposed to be in the bed. And also, later on tonight, we're going to have the beautiful Nicole Roberts-Jones of MotivatingTheMasses.com. And also, she has her own website as well, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about her journey and how she overcame life challenges to achieve the life fulfillment and business success while now charging her worth. And she is an amazing lady, and I can't wait. I'm really excited. She's in our green room right now. So what we're going to do for a few minutes, go ahead and get out that pen and paper. We're going to go over some PowerPoints. We're going to be talking about how to apply Money Blueprint Momentum to your life. And just for the record, there are a lot of people out there talking about Money Blueprints. Quite a few. But for my program that I created, I kind of wanted to go back to the basics, and it deals with the belief system first, just as the others do. But the difference here is that I kind of go in a little bit deeper when it comes to how to, I put the Ignite Your, what I call the Ignite Your Life spin on it. Because first, in order to make the money that you want to make, it really starts with your belief system. So be sure to look at the reason why you spend the way you do, why you don't save the way you should save, if you don't save. And if you do, are you spending, are you saving enough? Or are you saving so much that you're not able to really enjoy your life? And that happens sometimes because of a lack of trust in abundance, and you're operating in scarcity, which is something that a lot of people don't really talk about, but if you operate in abundance and you feel that you'll, there will always be more out there to be gotten, then you're not going to operate in a place of scarcity where you feel like you're not going to ever make enough. So that's really, really important. But you got to go back to the basics. And so we're going to get back to the basics, and we're going to talk about belief tonight. So I have five PowerPoints on how to use belief to fuel your Money Blueprint Momentum. Again, I'm going to say that again for those who are writing it down. how to use beliefs, your belief system, to ignite your life and fuel your money blueprint momentum. And to learn more about the Money Blueprint Momentum series, feel free to get an Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session. We'll have that information posted in the feeds later on, but you can always go to toyparker.com for that. But for tonight, first, number one, I want you to create what's called a belief shift. Hashtag belief shift. Again, number one, create a hashtag belief shift. I want you to think back to why you believe what you believe. Where is it really coming from? You're going to have to go inward and soar and go back to your core of your belief system. Because a lot of times people believe that, you know, well, I just have to only have a job as long as I graduate from college, as long as I am work for someone else, as long as I make X amount of dollars, then I'm successful. But guess what? You don't have to put a cap. Some of us create our own ceilings to our own lives, and I'm here to help you break that ceiling. Bust it wide open, because there are no limits. I'm a firm believer, and I say it all the time for those of you who are always listening, but for those of you who are new, I believe in what's called hashtag no box, no limits. A lot of people say the sky's the limit, and I don't subscribe to that. There is no box. If you don't have a box as a frame of reference, then you don't have a limit to where you can go. And then also, there are no limits. People say the sky's the limit or think outside the box. I don't use any of those as a frame of reference. No box, no limits, because guess what? The sky is vast. The universe is vast, and there are no limits to the sky. So why would we continue to tell people the sky is the limit, the sky is the limit? No, that is a fallacy. I submit to you that there are no limits. There are no limits. You're only limited by your belief and what you believe that you can achieve and what you believe that you can make. So where you have put a cap on your salary because you look at the figures, if you do have a job, kudos to you. No worries there. That's, you know, you're earning an honest limit, living. But if you are also an entrepreneur, look at your monthly goals. Look at your quarterly goals. What is your belief? Whatever it is that you've set as your benchmark, that's what you believe that you can achieve. So what I'm going to do is challenge you to stretch your belief system. Stretch that you can make, hey, why not make $5,000 more than you made? Why not make, for those of you who are in the millions already, hey, why not make a couple more million? Let's figure out how to do that. But it starts with your belief system. A lot of people think that once they hit their first million, they've got it made in the shade, but that's really not the case, and we all know that. But at the same time, again, it goes back to your belief system. So that number one is critical. So what we're going to do to get to fuel that money blueprint momentum, we are going to create a belief shift. Then, number two, what we're going to do is create a perspective shift, because the way you view the world is based on your belief. I'm going to say that again. The way you view the world is based on your belief. So we're going to create, which is number two, a hashtag perspective shift. And that's critical. That is very critical. Because once you create that perspective shift, you can't go any further than you see yourself going. So first, we started, remember, with the belief shift, because that's the core. That's our individual belief system. If we believe that we can make more than what we're making, if we believe that we can be an entrepreneur plus have a 9-to-5, or if we believe that we can just leave the 9-to-5 and go ahead and have that. But even the rich dad, poor dad, he even said, okay, if you don't have the funding, don't quit your day job. What you do is you go ahead and build that business so that you can be at a point where you can fire the 9-to-5 and hire the full-time working from home. You have to use wisdom, but it takes a perspective shift. So, again, hashtag perspective shift. Perspective shift. And I know I'm stepping on some toes tonight, but it's going to be okay. Well, you know, we'll pray for you and we'll bandage those up tomorrow. But for right now, I need you to change and ignite your life so that you can live the epic life now that you deserve today. Because some of you maybe have jobs, but there's more that you want to do, and you realize that there's more to life out there than what you're doing. And that's great. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? Which brings me to my next point, number three, create an action shift. create an action shift. That's hashtag action shift. What you're going to do is you're going to start taking action steps toward that goal. Remember, we've changed that belief system. So we've had a perspective shift. So now our vision is a little bit different. We have a different vision for our lives. So now that you have that vision, you're going to take that and you're going to change it to an action shift. And what you're going to do when you do that, you're going to take the steps that are necessary to make it happen. And then some of you are saying, "Toy, well, okay, I've done that." But it doesn't stop there. Because, see, the thing about Money Blueprint Momentum, that's why I added the word momentum, because it should not be something that you stop. There is no stopping. Can't stop, won't stop. There is no stopping. It is a continual belief system. It's a continual perspective shift. It's a continual action shift. Because what's going to happen is you're going to look at the results that you're getting, and you're going to shift your action based on the results that you're getting. There's always something more that you can do. But the question becomes, what is specifically the thing that you need to do to make something else happen? But you won't know if you have nothing to compare it by. You get results based on what you measure. If you don't measure, you can't manage the results that you want. And granted, for some, this is business 101. But for others, this is a new place. So I have to talk across the board. I'm not just talking about to my veterans, because sometimes even we veterans who've been in business for ourselves a long time, sometimes we forget about the basics. Sometimes we forget to take an action shift and actually do some general follow-up calls. Sometimes we forget to take an action shift and forget to do the little things that make a big difference, like reaching out personally, as opposed to just doing the regular communications that now technology has gotten us to the point where we don't even really have to do much of anything. But sometimes we forget to do something like send a thank you note to a client who's been a repeat client for a very long time. That personal touch. We need to create an action shift. That is number three. And number four, we need to believe and repeat. I want to say that again. Number four, we need to believe and repeat times. We forget. Sometimes we get so caught up in our lives, and when life happens, we forget all about our goals. We forget all about our dreams. We forget all about the things that we said that we were going to do. So I need you to believe and repeat. Go back. Create that belief shift. When you feel that doubt, go back and believe. Create that vision shift, that perspective shift. Go back to that vision. Create an action shift. Go back to the actions that worked and create even more so that you can be on that money blueprint momentum. And tonight we're talking in terms of business and finance, but you can really apply this to every area. So we're going to have a blueprint momentum series about love, about life, and indeed the money blueprint momentum series. But for right now, let's just focus on that business and finance. And let's go back. I hate to go back, but I'm going to have to go back just a little bit. For that action shift, some of you need to do something as simple as monitoring your household expenses. Because a lot of times, the way you run your business is the way you run your household expenses. I'm going to say that again because somebody missed that. The way you run your business a lot of times is the way you run your personal household expenses. If you keep a tight ship, then you make sure you pay bills on time. You make sure that you keep up with all your creditors and all that good stuff. A lot of times, the same way you run your household is the same way you run your business. So you've got to create an action shift. If you're running around with the S on your chest and you're flying around doing everything, and that S on your chest is wrinkled because you're not taking care of home, you need to handle that today. You need to ignite your life and get on this money blueprint momentum and sit down and go over your bills, go over your budget, revisit, and make changes where necessary. Had to go ahead and throw that in there for that action shift. That was number three. But again, number four, believe and make sure you don't stop. Keep it going. Keep moving. Even if it's just one thing that you wanted to do, that you get a chance to do towards your business that you are trying to start or trying to maintain, it is better than not doing anything at all. Keep believing and repeat these steps. You keep believing and do not stop is so critical, which brings me to my next point. maintain progress, what I call hashtag progress over perfection, so that you can achieve perpetual success. Hashtag progress over perfection so you can achieve perpetual success. It's so critical. For those that do not know, hi, my name is Toy. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I wax and wane sometimes. Sometimes I'm back on it and sometimes I'm off. But for the most part, I'm delivered from it because I've realized that as long as I'm working towards my goal, again, remember, ignite your life. It's inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy, and I'm being transparent with you so that some of you can learn from what I have done. There are times that I didn't even start projects because it wasn't perfect, or I thought it just needed to be just right before I even launched it. But the truth of the matter is, every day is a learning process. The truth of the matter is, nothing is ever truly perfect. But if you operate in a progress over perfection mode, what will happen is you'll have each small success build to another larger success. And each small success builds to more success. And then when you start to see your progress, tonight I posted in the group, you know, don't look at how far you have to go. Look at how far you've come. That's that progress over perfection. That's that money blueprint momentum. Because the key is, as long as you're still gaining ground, as long as you're still building revenue, you are making progress. Do not compare yourself to other people. They are on their own journey. You are on your journey. Be grateful wherever things happen that are what you want and what you desire. And when things don't happen that you don't desire, you need to look at that, still be grateful, learn the lesson, build from it, because that's how empires are built. It's never a pretty picture, but the beauty comes when the empire is complete. So for those of you who are building your empire brick by brick, mortar by mortar, or for some, post by post, be patient with yourself. For those who are on social media, and I really want to tell you, do not rely on social media for your business, but let there be a balance. I will throw that in there while I'm kind of talking about that, because what you don't want is to forget about all the other aspects to communication in business. There are so many other areas. We're not going to get into that tonight, but I did want to throw that in there because I believe somebody needs that. So just to recap before we go to break, number one, create a belief shift. And again, we're talking about money blueprint momentum and what it takes, how to use belief to ignite your life and create and fuel the money blueprint momentum that drives success. So number one, create a hashtag belief shift. Number two, create a hashtag perspective shift. Number three, create a hashtag action shift. And number four, believe and repeat. Number five, maintain hashtag progress over perfection so that you can get perpetual success. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back in a little bit, after some more Ignite Your Life breakthrough artists that we're going to be playing tonight, we will have the voice of none other than the beautiful Nicole Roberts-Jones. So stick around. Enjoy the sounds, and we will be right back right after this.
There were a lot of tears I had to cry through. A lot of battles left me battered and bruised. And I was shattered, had my heart ripped in two. I was broken, I was broken. There were a lot of times I stumbled and crashed. When I was on the edge, down to my last chance. So many times when I was so convinced that I was over, I was over. But I had to fall, yeah, to rise above it all. I'm grateful for the storm, made me appreciate. Made me pray. I'm thankful for all my struggles, 'cause they only made learn a lesson that there's a lot you gotta go through, hell yes. But that's what got me strong, I got no regrets. And I got only love, got no bitterness. Count my blessings, yeah. I'm proud of every tear, yeah. Cause they got me here. I'm grateful for the star, made me appreciate the
life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve today.
I was searching where to go when all my problems seemed to hit the wall. It was so hopeless, discouraged my focus. I wanted to escape and run away to a place where trouble was gone. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
It's all it wants me, but I was fearless to the war. My faith made me stronger. No weapon shall prosper. Even when I had to cry, he answered all my calls. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I'm lost and in pain.
No one says to
explain. I believe
I can conquer it all.
I believe
if I slip, I won't fall.
I believe
I can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I
of the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I can't deal with the pressure. Hey yo, what's going on? About to pull the trigger, I feel like being gone. And now I feel the thunder rolling through the song. It's like I hear a preacher preaching to stay strong. Then I heard a voice who told me, don't even try. Don't you trust me to take you out? Now it was God. I felt it in my spirit. I didn't want to hear it, but I did. So I made a choice to act upon it. I put the gun down, dropped on my knees. I couldn't find peace. Lord, forgive me, please. Then a whisper in the air, blowing in the trees, told me that I have to still believe. It was the greatest word. I felt relieved. Worship, and I felt the breeze. For my blessings, let me sneeze. As I walk through the valley of the shadow, I have faith that I will see tomorrow.
No matter the storm,
even if I feel broken,
no matter the pain,
that the doors will be open.
I believe
when I'm lost and in pain,
I believe
no one fits to explain. If I slip, I won't fall.
I
can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
That's right. You are more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. Welcome back to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. Just wanted to say a special thank you to everyone who's still up with us. We have a little bit more to go, and we are going to have blazing, amazing conversation in just a few minutes. I'm so excited. She's in the green room now, so we'll be doing a mic check in just a few moments. But just wanted to let you know that we've been playing music by Prosper and GPM, our Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough artists who are in Canada, hailed from Canada, and they're actually working on, they just finished their third CD, and they're actually working on their tour right now, the Love is the Answer tour. So we just want to give a special thank you to them. They're great supporters of the network, and again, they are the Ignite Your Life Toy Parker breakthrough artists and have given us exclusive music that you can only find right here on this network. Thank you so much to Melissa and Prosper of GPM. Also want to give a special thank you to the staff over at Beyond the Lights, the movie, because they have been very supportive of the Ignite Your Life Toy Parker Network as well. And I played a song off the soundtrack with Rita Ora, with one of my favorites, Grateful, one of my absolute favorites. So if you have not gotten the Beyond the Lights DVD, it is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. Be sure to go out there and get it. And they are supporters of the network, so I want to return that support with them, making sure I announce the release. It's been out for a little while, a few weeks now, but if you haven't gotten it, it's a great movie, and it's one that you're going to want to see over and over again. And with that being said, now, about to do our mic check. I try to have a little bit of fun with it. So, and it's so funny because I'm so formal, so this is going to be hilarious, but we're going to try it anyway. And here we go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, I'm doing great. How about you, Nicole? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
I am there. Here. I am here. Yes, wow. I am here, ready to be blazing and amazing with you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Oh, my goodness. Finally, the voice. I see you all the time. We see each other on social media, and I love it when I get a chance to see my sisters and hear my sisters in person, kind of like one-on-one. So one day we're going to actually meet, but until then, definitely happy to have you here in the studio. Thank you so much for being
happy
here.
Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you are most welcome. I have to give you a round of applause, a nice Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker welcome.
Yay.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I do things a little differently. I could easily read your bio off of your websites, but my thing is everybody can read. Reading is fundamental. So
right.
I kind of do things a little bit different. I want to hear your testimony of how you came to be who you are, where you are in your life right now with your journey. Because to me, the journey is much more important, because it's the reason, the journey is really how you end up accomplishing everything that you accomplish. Mm-hmm. So if you could share with our audience and so they can get a chance to get to know you a little better, how did you ignite your life so that you can do all the blazing, amazing things that you're doing right now? What was your turning point?
So I love that you don't start with the bio because, you know, our bio is so yesterday. And, you know, I love this conversation because we are in the journey. It doesn't end. We're always moving to our tomorrow. And so thank you for that. So to share my journey, you know, I started this journey of what I'm doing today as a coach, as a speaker, as a author 20 years ago, actually 22 years ago, if I want to be exact. In 1993, I had what I call my epiphany moment. So at the time, I was working in the entertainment industry, what many would call the dream job. I was I first worked for Viacom's number one cable network. I then moved from there, and I worked for the number one television show on Fox. Plus, you know, I was doing that, going to all the hot Hollywood parties, you know, bumping out the stars. But I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And, you know, although this was what some people might call a dream, I felt like I was living in my nightmare. Because one morning I woke up and realized I didn't even know who I was. I had realized I had gotten to a place where everyone else told me I should be and that, you know, everyone else told me what I should do. And so, you know, Hollywood was great, don't get me wrong, but I wanted to somehow make a difference in the world, and I just didn't know how to do that. And all my friends thought I had lost my mind when I started telling them that I hated my job. And so, you know, in the middle of me feeling dazed and confused, I would say my Ignite Your Life moment happened when one of my good girlfriends called me and asked me to volunteer with her at a youth program at our church. And that night, when I walked in the room working with young women, it was like I could see the light go off in their eyes and or come on, I should say, in their eyes. And as their light, as that light in their eyes lit up, my heart lit up. And I said to myself, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I could feel it in my soul, not just in my spirit. I could feel it in my bones.
I've
and
been
so,
there, I
you know,
know.
In that moment, and so in that moment, you know, this was in 1993. There was no such thing as a life coach. There was no know, real self-development industry. There was, but it was so underground, no one really knew about it. And so I set course on really helping women live the life they were meant to live. First, because I realized, again, in that moment that I wasn't living the life that I was meant to live. And when I started working with those young women, I knew that was what I was meant to do. So that has become my life's mission. I started working with young women. That program became a nonprofit. We had 10 chapters in 10 states over the years. And
awesome.
As my girls became women, even though I'm still in my 20s, my girls became women and started having more adult issues. They started referring their friends to me. So now I do more work. I would say 95% of my work is now with women and really helping women to what I call find your fears. Because here's the thing, and this is the point I really want your listeners to get. when I talk about fears, see, I had to fight to get back to Nicole. See, I grew up with a limiting mindset, and we all have a limiting core limiting belief. See, mine was that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't enough. And so everything I did, the men I dated, I called to me, were men that didn't know my worth because I didn't know my worth. The job I had, I got because people said, oh, Nicole, you're cute, so you should be in Hollywood. So that's exactly what I did. I based everything on what other people told me
people
I should do.
Said.
And so, and so what I did was in that moment in 1993, I stopped caring what other people thought. I stopped caring what other people had to say about me. And I started living for Nicole, but I had to fight for it because a limiting belief is still present. So I call what I do now finding your fears because fears has fight in it. You've got to fight to live in your in your own skin, to stand in your truth, and to be who you are unapologetically. So that's, you know, kind of my short story, but that is my journey, how I began to ignite my own life and live in the best version of who I was created to be.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's so amazing because I've been in the entertainment industry, television behind the scenes. I've been a TV news producer for major stations, major companies. So I understand. So everything you're sharing it, I'm like, I have been there. I totally get it. In fact, people thought I was crazy for leaving the news business. And it was beautiful.
And don't
get me
wrong.
I still love the red carpet.
Look.
I'll put on a good dress.
I miss the parties, right?
Honey.
I still miss parties, but here's the thing, you know,
okay.
What's so deep, you know, I realize
yeah.
that now 20 years later, a year ago, I work for Motivating the Masses now, and for those of you
right.
that know who Lisa Nichols is from The Secret, huge,
mm-hmm.
you know, motivational
mm-hmm.
speaker, I'm one of the speakers in her company, and I'm telling you the
right.
story because I never thought I would get to this place, but here's
right.
the thing that's really, really deep, and I want people to get this, you know, there is
no,
one
yes,
of my favorite scriptures,
share.
All things work together
work
for the good, right?
Together for the good of those that love the
right.
Lakhani. I'm so happy
so
you left
there. Here's the thing, full circle moment. So a year ago, Steve Harvey calls our office. Steve Harvey calls my boss to say, I'm starting
mm-hmm.
a self-development division in my company, and I really want
mm-hmm.
you to coach me. And so Lisa started working with him, but she called me to lead the effort to begin to help develop his team around this. And so in that moment,
mm-hmm.
I realized, all that entertainment experience I had was so that I
yes,
could sit
there
in
it
that
is.
Space and understand, right. So everything,
mm-hmm.
and now we have more entertainers coming to us asking, because
mm-hmm.
so many people want to take their life, because, you know, everything
yes.
we go through is a lesson for us, but it's also so that we can teach somebody else that they won't make the same mistake or have the same hurt or go through,
yes.
you know, business fumbles or whatever it is. So if we can
mm-hmm.
capture that into a lesson,
mm-hmm.
that's why you have this show.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching things you've learned along the way. And so it
Absolutely.
Was just a full circle moment for me a year ago to say, now I get it. Now I get
mm-hmm.
it. And then I started really thinking about the work that I do now. I do
mm-hmm.
personal development, but I also do content development, which means I help
right.
people develop programs for their companies so they can start to monetize
mm-hmm.
their message. And I realized
yeah.
not only So when I left entertainment, I went back to school for social work. So what I my expertise is program development, and so I,
mm-hmm.
obviously I use that. But here's the juicy part is I do that piece where I help people meet their client where they are, and that's all from the social work's perspective. But the production
mm-hmm.
aspects of it is from entertainment. And so again, I started
See?
Going, oh my goodness, I'm seeing how everything
full
connects.
Circle again.
And so you. Right, and so it's just I just had to share that just because, you know, you're just talking about
no,
entertainment
no,
and,
I can,
and
no,
here you
that,
are with a radio show,
well,
right?
exactly. I was going to say it's the same thing, and the people that, you know, I'm not one to just post pictures with celebrities and all that kind of stuff, but I do the
right.
same thing. Like, there are celebrities that call me, have my personal cell, will call me to ask my opinion
mm-hmm.
about content development, about, you know, and I
right.
think back to all the times I was in the trenches, all the times I was staying up late while everybody
mm-hmm.
else was playing in the snow, I'm writing the news. While everybody else is, you know,
Come on.
Off doing whatever,
right.
you know, at the club, I'm 18 years old
mm-hmm.
and I'm working in TV
right.
and everybody's like, I had
right.
a fun summer. Well, I said, well, I had a productive summer. It was still fun because I was loving what I did, you know, but at the same
mm-hmm.
time, I think back and I'm like, I wouldn't change any of it for the world. I wouldn't change anything.
Right.
And when I left the industry, for me, the greatest thing was realizing that I was able, unlike some people, because some people in that business, Nicole, that's
mm-hmm.
all they can do. Like, literally,
right.
like, that's all they went to school for, and they really, it really stops for them because
right.
they did not
and here's
take
the
time
thing,
to develop any more of their crafts.
And guess what? That was me, too. That's what I went to school
See?
For. 8 years I've
you
been
know,
in the entertainment
yeah.
industry. But here's the thing. When you are in a place where that rumble in your belly is so big, it's scary.
Yes.
And oftentimes you're being called to do something you've never done before.
Greater.
So of course, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing
right.
at the time. Now I still don't know what I'm
but
doing.
But that's okay.
But
that's what I was talking about tonight. It's okay, though.
But
it's
I'm more
okay.
committed to what – look – but I'm more committed to what I don't know than what I already know, because that's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more committed to learning something new and blazing a new trail
mm-hmm.
so that Nicole can grow. That's why I love that
yes.
you didn't share my bio, because that bio is really like the 2009, 2010 version of Nicole Roberts-Jones. I'm focused, not even on the 2015 version of me. I'm focused on the 2025
See?
Version of who I will be.
That's
So it's really
say that. Say that again. Somebody missed that. Somebody missed that. You get a round of applause because somebody missed that.
Right.
That was blazing amazing.
Because oftentimes when we're moving into a new place, we don't know. We don't have the we have the skill that's in us, but we don't realize it.
Right. Right.
And we've got to find a way to cultivate
right.
it.
We have to, and that's where faith comes in. Because a lot of times,
yes.
we were not going to go further than what we can believe. That's why I focused on that tonight for the Blue Money Blueprint Momentum. And I know some people are like, what does belief have to do with money? It has everything to do with it, everything to do with it, because you're not going to go any further than what you believe. You're not even going to shoot for or aim for any higher than what you believe. And I'm so happy that you talked about that gut feeling, that in your belly, I call it like that core belief system. You know, when that core is being, it's moving around, it's just like a stomach when you're hungry. It's the same principle. When you're hungry, your stomach's going to growl, it's uncomfortable, and you feel uncomfortable, and you want to do something about it. Well, it's the same thing. When that core is getting stirred up, and it's time to do something new and do something different and do something even scary, but you feel that fear and you do it anyway because you know there's something great on the other side of that that's tied to your purpose, that's tied to your destiny. And that's when you ignite your life so that you can live that epic life now. And that epic stands for those that do not know out there, exciting, prosperous, innovative, and courageous, because that's what it takes.
Well, I love
that's what it takes, and that's why I want. Thank you, and that's why I wanted to have you. I'm very picky about who I don't have everybody on my shows, and because I need to only have the people. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a millionaire or whether you just graduated from high school. I don't even care about that. What I care about is your journey. What I care about is your belief system. What I care about is that you are determined to help impact lives in a positive way, in a positive direction. And you're about that.
Right.
I mean, I haven't even read all of your stuff. All I had to do when we first got introduced, I think, I can't even remember how we met, but through social media, I saw your post. And I was like, I like what she's about. And I was like, I want to get, I know there's something that my audience can hear from her. I love to bring people on that have a journey. I bet that, and in my mind, I was like, I know that there's a blazing, amazing story behind what she does. And it needs to be
and
told.
Can I just?
That's what I
and,
do.
And,
sure, sure.
And I have to say this, you know, the reason why I'm so passionate, the reason why I dare I even say you're so passionate is this is what I really want every one of you that can hear my voice to get. You don't stand in your power unapologetically for you. You do it for every person you were born to bless with your unique gift. So there are a group of people waiting for what only you can do, whether that's to be a great mom, your kids are waiting on you, whether that's to be a great teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, a speaker, whatever that is. There's a group of people that need that special mix of you to bless their life. And so when we stand in our power, that's why I'm so passionate about it. That's really what happened when I began to live in the highest and best version of who Nicole was created to be. You know, when I started to look at the DNA that was put in me, the gift, because I believe our gifts are put in us at birth. There's no coincidence that I was interested in production, because that's still what I do now. I produce programming for people.
Honey,
so it's just a different arena, right? And so it's really understanding that it's so important. That rumble in your belly is like that school bell that used to ring.
Yeah.
They used to tell you had to get in your classroom. And so what I'm saying to you, for those of you that are not listening to that rumble in your belly, you are late for work. That bell is ringing and calling you forth to your purpose. And sometimes you think that it's so easy. Oh, well, this thing I do is effortless. Well, it's effortless because you're great at it, right?
That's right.
So just it's easy for you doesn't mean it's not your purpose. So all you've got to do is figure it out. And you have people like me and Toy that are here to hold the space to help you do that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I knew in my heart, I was like, when Nicole gets on, it's going to be on. We're going to have so much fun. I mean, and I love what I do, and you love what you do. And when you're passionate about it, the time goes by fast. You're not looking at a clock because you're busy helping people.
Yeah,
you're busy doing your true calling, and that's what I want. Earlier tonight, I was talking about how don't look at somebody else's journey to compare it to yours. If you want to look at it from a benchmark perspective and say they're, you know, at this point, and I definitely want to do that, okay, that's fine. But don't look at it in comparison, because you don't know what that person had to go through to be who they are and to do all that they're doing. You don't know the trenches. You don't know the horror stories. You don't know, you know, the things that they'll probably never, that never gets in a bio, that never, no one ever knows. But they have a journey,
like when you look
and you have a journey.
Like when you,
everybody has one. That's the thing.
Yes, and, you know,
and if
and
you
when
focus
I look at
on
people
yourself.
Like, yes, come on. And, you know,
oh, I'm
just
sorry. Go ahead, honey.
Excited.
I
love to hear, girl, that's okay. We both get excited. And what it
yes.
is, you know, when you think about journey, when you look at people like Beyonce, for an example, right? Because we
right.
see her now and she's doing great things. She's making millions of dollars, you know, traveling on yachts with her husband and yada, yada,
yeah.
yada. But what we don't remember is when she was 9 years old. I don't know what you were doing when you were nine.
Come
but
on.
I definitely
oh, honey,
wasn't
I remember.
In the backyard with my friends.
Yes.
I mean, every single
okay.
day, every day.
Every
summer,
day,
every
like
day,
they had a real job, and that was their job.
From 9
aside from
to
school.
19. Right. From 9 to 19, they practiced every single day. And then that first record deal, two of the Destiny Child members left. So it's like she mm-hmm. worked for 10 years to get to this place, and then it's all this drama and all these news
right.
stories around these two members. So she could have
right.
given up. So you've got to realize yeah. she didn't give up then. She kept going and kept going. And look at where she is now, which is probably like 20 years later. Dare I say even
yeah.
30 years later. So you've got
right.
to understand, we see people on the other side, but we don't see them watering that seed. You know, when you first plant a seed,
exactly.
it doesn't come out of the ground for a while. You got to keep watering it and
mm-hmm.
have faith that something's happening underneath that dirt.
right.
So you got to keep watering it. It might grow a teeny bit. And then a weed might come.
Right.
You got to pull that weed out, which is what I call your limiting mindset. You got to keep watering
exactly.
it and watering it and
watering
pull the weeds
it.
When they
mm-hmm.
come. And sometimes it gets so big for that ground that you got to uproot it and plant it in new
and
ground.
And replant
because,
it. Say that.
Right. So sometimes you're in a relationship, and it's not that person's a bad person. It's just that their time is
come
over
on.
In your life. Sometimes
come
you're
on.
At a job,
Say it
and
again.
It's not there, that you – that is not a great job, but like entertainment, my time was over for that job, for that
yeah.
industry. It
right.
was time for me to
for
uproot
that season.
And replant somewhere else. Right.
Mhm. Mhm.
So that's
oh,
all
and there,
life is about, journey and watering.
Yes.
And, anyway, go ahead.
Yes. No,
excited.
Honey, actually, I know, right, between the two of us, we are just on fire. I told you, blazing, amazing conversation that you only find right here on this network, nowhere else.
Right.
But when you were talking about that dirt, let's take it back all the way back. Here's the thing that people forget about. That seed had to have dirt put on it. Is that pretty?
Come on.
It ain't pretty.
Come on.
Is that cute?
Right.
That ain't cute to have dirt poured all on you.
And it don't feel good.
Not just a little bit of dirt. And it don't feel good. Not just a little bit of dirt,
right.
but a whole lot of dirt. Packed
right.
down dirt. Okay?
Come on.
But guess
right.
what? With that faith, even though you can't see, and you're down under that ground, and you can't even
mm-hmm.
see anything, the light of day, do you know that there are some seeds that have been planted and cement has been poured on top of the dirt, and a root will still come up through the sidewalk? That's strength.
Come on.
That's strength. And guess what? You have that same strength. Have you ever seen a tree that kind of wraps its roots around stuff? Because it just won't give up. It just won't stop growing. But guess what? You're like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Yep, I took it there. Sure did. Your fruit will come in due season if you
yes.
think not. You
come
have
on.
To understand that mustard seed of faith that you have, it is not over. Just because it's a mustard seed, but guess what? Guess what comes out of that? That tree is coming. Your tree is
mm-hmm.
growing, and it takes
yes.
time. You need to be – see, here's the thing. A lot of times we can't be patient with other people because we're not patient with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want to drive by life. We want a drive by life. We want a microwave life. We think that if we start a Facebook page, automatically instant success and revenue. We forget that there is work. We forget that there is faith. We forget that we need to believe so that we can achieve, because it starts with the belief. It starts with the vision, and then it grows
right.
from there. It grows
right.
from there. And we are witnesses. We are not just talking. Granted, we're having the time of our lives because we know we've been there. We've done that. And we're doing
mm-hmm.
it, and we're going to do even more.
Yeah.
This is not even, this is just,
and guess what,
like,
look,
you don't even know. This is just the beginning. Oh, my gosh.
And we're not even done with the dirt being poured on us. Because
Hello.
We're still in the journey.
Hello.
You know, I always tell clients when I'm working with
the
client, you know, when I'm working with the client, I'm on the same road you're on. I'm just maybe 10 steps ahead of you holding the light so you can see
Say
where to go.
That.
But guess what? I still got journey. I'm not done. I'm not
Me
at the
too.
End of the road.
Not even.
Because I am at the end of the road.
Before I sleep.
Look,
What?
Hello. And when I am at the end of the road, hopefully by the grace of God, I'll be sitting next to Jesus. Hello.
Come
I won't be down here.
Say that. Girl, you about to get an applause. Let me find that applause because that right there is the truth.
Right.
It's
right.
The truth. Okay. That
right.
is nothing but the truth. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, and so people, you know, for those of you who are listening, and even for those of you who are listening to the podcast afterwards, you know, what we really want you to understand is that, number one, you're not alone, first of all, because you have Jesus, because he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So even if you're in a situation where you feel you have no support, that's not true. You always have support because you always have Jesus. I'm going to throw that out there just so that you understand.
Right.
But you also have people
right.
like Nicole and myself. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you are unable to reach us directly, social media, God has created technology where, you know, just an inbox away. I mean, really,
mm-hmm.
seriously. I mean,
right.
or go to our page and look at the posts. We're always motivating. I mean, we're always inspiring. This is what we do. But more importantly, we want you to focus on you. We want you to find that place in your heart that you've been ignoring. Some of you have dreams that are locked in a box in a garage somewhere. I want you to go get them. Go get them
mm-hmm.
out. Open up that box. Pull out those books you thought you didn't have time to write. Pull out those papers or that journal, that dream journal that you put away because you had children and now you feel like it's not possible. I'm here to tell you, I'm a divorced single mom. And I've not only written one book, but I've written several. I not only
right.
have my own radio station, but I also have a television network online. God did that. Won't he do it? Yes, he
mm-hmm.
will. And I've done it in
yes,
spite of it all. And it's not with
yeah.
child support. So let me throw that in there. It's
just
me
right.
and Jesus, okay? It's me and Jesus. We're rocking it out. We are rocking it out. We are working it out.
Right.
And but see,
right.
I trust him. See, but in order for me to do all that I do, I came to a place of just complete trust. Because see, when you love someone, you trust them. And all
mm-hmm.
of us say we love God, we love God, we love God, we love God. But do you trust him? Because the love
mm-hmm.
is the trust. And see, when you
right.
just truly come to that place of trusting him with your life, you can open up and he will reveal more to you that you, because I'm going to tell you, the Ignite Your Life Breakthrough Institute, Toil and trying to do that right now? What?
Hmm.
No.
Right.
I was thinking that's going
right.
to be like a couple years from now. We're not going to really even start that website because I don't even have the brick and mortar for that, and not even with the brick and mortar.
Right.
Forget the brick and mortar. I don't even think I have the time, the wherewithal to even create another whole site after this really great developed one site that's toyparker.com. What? But Jesus said something different. God said something different. He said, no, now is the time. Within 2 weeks of me creating that one website, the Ignite Your Life Toy Parker Breakthrough Institute, this is a testimony. I got over almost 2,000 followers.
Hmm.
See, there's a need. That one thing that you're
right.
putting off, somebody needs that.
Come on.
What you think you can't do can be done. Because, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
We can do
and
all
look,
things
and God,
through Christ who strengthens us.
And
go
if
ahead,
we didn't
honey.
Need
go
help,
ahead,
if we didn't need,
oh, my goodness.
If we didn't need other people to support us, God would have put us here by ourselves. And so there
That's
is
right.
somebody out there that can support you in your journey, and it may not be. 9 times out of 10, it's not your circle of friends. And let me tell you why.
Nope.
Because if you're doing something you've never seen done before. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I first started my company, my family's never started the company, none of my friends. Now, they could support me and cheer me on, but they couldn't give me any words of advice. So you
right.
kind of have to look outside
right.
of your village, of your tribe, to find
mm-hmm.
that. And so what I did was I hired a coach. And so once
See?
I started, and I'm still working with a coach. I'm always working with a coach.
I have one too, honey.
And you're not,
you ain't
right. And
honey,
you're not coach,
virtual
you're
high five across the mile
right.
because I have a coach too, a business coach too, honey.
Right.
And I got a financial advisor,
right.
all of
right.
that. Dream team.
I got one in every area,
for real.
Personal, business,
every
health.
Personal,
you know, so
girl,
you gotta,
say it. See?
Spirituality.
See? Real talk.
Right. So
yes,
you've got to
yes.
definitely, you know, you got to know that it will be frustrating when you do what we call in Motivating the Masses, try to supersize your friends, which mean or your husband
right.
or your mate or whatever, your family, which means, you know,
right.
when I started my business, my journey, my purpose is not my husband's purpose. So the work that
right.
I do, he supports it, but he's not meant to work in it. He has his own purpose.
Right.
And so, you know, so
right.
many clients, I've worked with clients who are starting companies, and they get upset because their husband doesn't want to help them. Well, that ain't his call, boo. He's there to be your helpmate, your support. He's not necessarily meant to help you in your business. Let him do his own purpose. Let you have your. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't mean. Sometimes it does. A purpose does include mates, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. So don't get
mad
at your girlfriend that doesn't want to help you with your business. She got her own business to get together.
Exactly. And on top of that, a lot of times, in the midst of being that superwoman that you're being out there, or that Superman, yes, they have their own purpose, but also remember to take care of home, too. Because what happens a lot of times, we're out on this mission to save the world, and we forget that there are people at home that need saving, too. Someone needs to hear, honey, how was your day? Someone needs to hear, I love you. Someone needs to hear, I'm proud of you.
Somebody
honey.
Just might need a home-cooked meal. You know, my team last week, so I live on the East Coast, and my team is on the West Coast. And so when I'm at home, they know at 6:30, I don't care where we are, I don't care how many meetings we have, at 6:30, I'm going to have dinner with my husband. If you're on the phone with me at 5:30, you know, now I don't coach clients at 5:30. Usually I'm on a call with a team member, and they hear me banging and clanging because I'm cooking while I'm talking to you if you're talking to me at 5:30.
That
when I travel a lot, so when I am at home, now this is how I honor my husband. Doesn't mean that, you know, I have another girlfriend who can't cook, and her husband cooks. So you define your relationship. Don't let what the world says your relationship is supposed to be. That was my problem again. I was supposed to be this thing, and it didn't fit. And so you've got to define it. And so for me, because I travel so much, my husband never complains. When I'm at home, I want him to have a home-cooked meal. I want to sit down and honor that I'm home and I can spend time with my husband. So you've got to put those boundaries up. What does that look like for you to have personal time to build that business or career? Because everybody's not meant to be a business owner, and I get that. But what does that look like for you? Some women are great, are meant to be stay-home moms, and I commend those that do that because that's the hardest job to me in the world.
That is hard.
So
it is, yes.
Whatever that is, I have a girlfriend that homeschools her kids. I'm like, I think I would lose my mind homeschooling my kids.
Hello.
So so just keep it real. I think I'd be on the news somewhere that I locked my child in the closet because I couldn't take it anymore. So, and not to make light of that, but I'm just saying, I think I would just lose my mind and have to put them off somewhere to be quiet.
No,
to each
true.
Person,
go ahead.
You have your own purpose. And so just honoring that, what does that look like for you? So I love how you brought up personal time because I have to have my girlfriends, you know, happy hours as much as I have to have dinner time with my husband. And so you've got to begin to carve that out and then be unapologetic when that time comes. So my whole team, including Lisa Nichols, who's our CEO, will say, oh, what time is it? Yeah, you got 5 minutes. And they all know. And they honor it because I honor it.
But that's the thing. People won't honor your time if you don't honor your own time. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. People are not going to honor your time if you don't honor your time. And that's why I love the fact that you brought up the setting boundaries, because even within, you know, and I know everybody's like, tonight we're talking about so many different, but I guess what, it's all going to go back to that money blueprint momentum, because guess what, when your home life is right and tight, you're able to go make money and do whatever you need to do with ease. Because here's the thing, a lot of people have dis-ease in their life in different areas, and what they don't realize is that once you remove that dis-ease, then money can flow. Because if you're creating blocks, and when you're able to get rid of that dis-ease, when you're able to have that harmonious home life, and so that you can just go ahead, go out and do, or even if you're working from home, it doesn't matter. It happens both ways, you know. You're able to have peace and harmonious. I'm not saying everything always happens as, you know, that things don't happen, but what
there's
I'm saying is, see, life happens, but the question is, how are you going to handle it? Life happens, but only to the degree that you allow it, because really, it doesn't matter what anyone says to you. No one can take you out of your element unless you allow them to.
And even, you know, even so, I love the money conversation you were having earlier, because even with money, if you think about it, a budget is a boundary. It says, I'm allocating this amount toward this month. So you're giving yourself boundaries so you don't overspend, And so if you think about that that way, if you create boundaries in every area of your life so you don't work, like, I love my job, so I'll be, and I'm in my office right now, I'll be in here for 20 hours. because that's just who I am. So I have to give my own boundary to say, oh, 5:30, I want to cook. And I've created that, not because I have to cook, because I want to.
Right.
So what does that look like when you look at your budget? When you think about your mindset, which, by the way, is a boundary too, because you've got to start to look at what do I not allow in my mind to then plan itself there. So, you know, I hear women say all the time, all the good men are taken. Well, if you want a good man, then don't plant that thought in your mind and then have the nerve to say it.
Exactly.
You know, you might not have a good man today, but the good man that is meant for you is out there. You've got to trust it.
We'll find you.
And then start to claim it instead of saying things that you don't want. You know, I was telling a client the other day, because she kept saying, I'm broke. Do you want to stay broke?
Oh, please.
No,
when it
stops claiming it.
Oh, my goodness.
Just say, I don't have it in my budget.
Change your language.
Right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Claim that I don't have it in my budget now is claiming today I don't have it, but doesn't mean you won't have it tomorrow. Because I know that we all are meant to have life abundantly, but we've got to get our mind in alignment with that abundance and then begin to design the mechanisms in our life. And when I say abundance, I'm not just talking about financial abundance. I'm talking about abundance of love, abundance of friendship, abundance of health, abundance of spirituality. I'm talking about abundance in every area of your life.
Across the board.
But you've got to work toward it. Yeah, you've got to work toward it. And so I love this conversation. Yeah. I know we've been all over the place, but I think.
I know, it's okay.
Right.
It is all right. Honey, you've got to come back because this is, oh my goodness.
Anytime,
so
anytime,
right
just
now.
Let me know.
I'm like joy overflowing right now.
Right.
And I love what you were saying about the conversation with the client that's talked about being broke. And for those of you out there, I have something that I teach my daughter even now. She's only 11, but I've always taught her or say that. Even if she is down to like her last quarter, I look at her and I say, you say more money is headed my way. So for those of you out there, I want you to change your conversation. If you ever feel like there is a shortage, because sometimes the feeling comes, but you don't have to act on that feeling. See, the brain is like a bunch of apps put together. Like if you download the app of disbelief and you download the app of lack, guess what? Your brain is going to have a pathway to create that which you're thinking. So the key is you need to retrain your brain and you need to say out of your mouth, money is on its way. Don't say I'm broke. Don't even say that, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to be careful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You've got to be careful. God tells us, he said before us, life and death, blessings and curses. You've got to remember, and the tongue is a small member, but it's very strong.
Yeah.
You have to see. And here's the thing. See, the devil, he's on his job. He can't be everywhere at the same time, so he can't even talk. So he has to use you to speak death into your own life. We got to be smarter. So we have God in us. We are smarter than that, but we forget, and we start getting in our feelings, and we start getting afraid, and we start feeling fearful, and we feel that lack instead of feeling abundance. Right. You need to be in a place of abundance all the time, every day. Affirmations when you get up in the morning, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, he tells us in his word, remind him, he says, put me in remembrance of my word. He says, you have the power to get the wealth. That's in Deuteronomy. And I might tell you, I might not say book, chapter, and verse, but I promise you, we have been spitting out about 20 or so scriptures over the course of this one show. You got to catch it. Get the podcast, you know, catch the podcast when it's afterwards so that you can go back and be like, oh, my gosh, they were just what? Yes. And we may not always say the scripture, book, chapter, and verse, but understand, because when it's in us, it's in us. And what's coming out is what's in us. And we're here to help you. We are here. This is blazing, amazing conversation. It's happening because, and see, here's the devil. See, I had a lot of trouble with my service this past 2 weeks, but I knew that the more trouble I was having trying to communicate with you, Nicole, I knew that there was something powerful about to happen on the broadcast, and I was determined.
Come on.
I was determined. I said, oh, no, the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him, because this show is going to take place, and we're going to have Nicole on the show. If I got to be at the top of a building trying to get a signal with a hanger, I don't care. We're going to make this show happen tonight.
That's right.
Okay. And so, but it's for you. I mean, I know we've been laughing and talking, but what the whole, that's what this show is about. We're not, this is not a presentation, ladies and gentlemen. This is a conversation, and it's a conversation mm-hmm. that changes your life. And that's yeah. what the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network is all about. You know, I'll have my moments where, you know, I might do a webinar where I might be presenting something later on. But on this radio show, we have conversation, real conversation, right. you know. And yeah. you're able to get so many different nuggets about so many different things. By the time we're done tonight, you will have been able to – the Money Blueprint Momentum was the topic, but it's all-inclusive. It's really mm-hmm. all-inclusive. Because in order to have that thriving business, in order to have those thriving finances, you have to get your thought life right. Because mm-hmm. your belief becomes your thought. Then your thought becomes what you speak. And what you speak becomes what you do. So you got to get that together. Ever you need to do that, whether you need to start a journal and start writing positive things down, whether you need to start a prayer journal and just watch, and I've done that before. I have prayer journals. I have these journals that I'm talking about. I'm not just saying this
right.
just to be saying this. These
right.
are things that work,
right.
honey. You know what I'm saying? These
yes.
are things that work. Because the one thing I love, I have a dream journal, and I go back mm-hmm. to it, and it's amazing. And I look back, and I'm like, wow, Lord, look where you brought me. That's why I posted what I posted, because I looked into one of my previous dream journals, and I was able to check off things that I said that I wanted to do and the things that I hadn't done yet, I'm actually in the process of doing. And I was like, wow, Toy, you go, girl. I had like a really big, lofty dream. You know, like, it was so huge. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
man, that was pretty big. Go, Toy. You know,
right.
so I'm like, yes, and I'm still striving for other things. But see, the thing is,
right.
you've got to always dream bigger. People say dream big. I say dream bigger. Don't just stop.
Mm.
at the dream. Go beyond that dream, because guess what?
Right.
There are more amazing things, because once you achieve a goal, there are always more things to accomplish. And I'm not saying have a void where you have to be an overachiever, because I'm just a natural overachiever. That's what I do. But it's not on purpose. It's kind of just in me. It's part of our spiritual DNA. Because, see, the thing is, we have an unlimited God who
right.
does unlimited things. And he's in us,
yes.
and we are unlimited. So when we take the limits off of our life, there is nothing
mm-hmm.
that can stop us.
Right.
You know, there is nothing that can stop you out there from doing whatever it is that you want to do. Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
So, Nicole, while we're here, before, because I know time flies when you're having fun. Oh, my goodness, we only have 10 minutes. Okay. Jesus, take the wheel. Shift the gears. What is going on? Okay, the time just went by. But I would love for you to share, like, some parting thoughts with our listeners of a time when you had a challenge that you thought was impossible and you decided, you know what, impossible or not, kind of like an earlier version of what you were
mm-hmm,
sharing
mm-hmm.
earlier, but just like a more specific
well,
example, maybe?
Sure. And I can give you a specific example from the middle of the journey. Right, the
awesome,
journey thus
awesome.
Far. So I told you of the story of starting that program for teenage girls. And so
right.
in, I started that program in 1993. And so in 2009, I was exhausted. And I thought, I can't take on another coaching client. I had transitioned to, so I had a for-profit and non-profit, and I couldn't
mm-hmm.
take another coaching client on. And so I thought, if I write a book, then I can start to bless
mm-hmm.
women with the principles in my book. And so I'm telling you this because literally my book came out and then
mm-hmm.
I'm getting called to speak all over the country. And so
see?
I remember every single weekend I was traveling, every single weekend I was gone, every single weekend I was traveling, either meeting a new church to start a chapter of my youth program or going to speak at some women's conference, symposium,
mm-hmm.
something. And I remember sitting on my couch one Sunday evening just getting home from travel, and I was exhausted. And mind you, at that point, I had 10 chapters of my youth program. I'm traveling all over the country speaking. I have
right.
a maxed, you know, I had 100% coaching roster, and I only made $13,000 a year.
Mm.
And
say
so
it,
I looked
girl.
Successful on the outside, but I wasn't making any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
right.
so exhausted. And I said, God, I can't do it like this anymore. I can't do it.
Right.
I know
right.
I'm meant to do this thing. And I couldn't quit. I was so frustrated. Tears were streaming down my eyes at that point. And I said, I can't do it like this anymore. Mm-hmm. And literally, I said, if this is, because, you know, then you start second-guessing the thing you know you're meant to do. And I said, Lord, if this really is you and this really is the thing I'm meant to do, I need you to send me some help from somewhere. And that's when I got an email, literally, I can't remember the exact day, it must have been the next day or a couple of days later, about a program called Speaking Right to Make Millions, which is a program that we do in Motivating the Masses. But mind you, I was a student then. So I came to that program, and I got to tell you, at that program, I hired a coach. And my first coaching session, she showed me all the money I was leaving on the table. And I was thinking to myself when she said it at first, I don't see no money. I don't see no money on my coffee table. I don't see no money on my dining room table. But what she showed me was that I was busy teaching other people how to develop programs, but I really didn't have any programs myself. See, I, everything I did, I had to be present, and I was tired because I had to speak. And I and my coaching, instead of having online programs, and like Toy has his online university, which I think is great. And so literally I started doing that. And so really what I wanted to share with you is that moment of I was like so exhausted and done. And so when, earlier when I shared with all of you to reach out for help, that's exactly what I did. Because all my friends, you know, me being the motivational person that I am, the coach that I am, when I'm having a cry on the ground moment, they're like, anyway, Nicole, you're going to get over that. It's like, well, what do you mean? Can I cry and get some support too? Just because I'm a motivational lady? Can I get some can I get some sympathy? But most of my friends go anyway. So it's like, really? So I've had to learn to encourage myself and to find a coach that I can go to for that. And so really I share that with you because somebody out there is in that place where they're tired. Somebody out there is in that place where they're done. Somebody's out there in that place where they don't even know where to start. And all you have to do is, wherever you are, I want you to say one step. Say it. I didn't hear you. Say one step. You got to take one step toward it. That one step from me was hiring my coach. And I didn't know she was going to fundamentally change my life, but she did. And because I literally started developing programs from that first coaching session, I made $10,000 in 60 days. I went on, and all the programs I was creating, I was projected to make, are y'all ready to hear this? $240,000 at the end of that year. And I only say
projected. That's money blueprint momentum right there all day.
And I only say, look, I only say projected because my boss, my coach, who's now my boss, my coach made an offer. Now, I didn't know they were watching me grow my company. And so they bought out my company, and now I get to do what I did by myself for 20 years in Motivating the Masses. And so I never would have seen this place that day on the couch when I was crying and done and ready to quit. That day when I didn't know how I was doing this. Because literally, I wasn't even making $13,000. My company made $13,000. I wasn't getting a paycheck. Hello.
Right. Because it was all going back
to I was struggling.
Right.
I had an assistant. I was paying her. I wasn't paying me. And
right.
So I was barely paying her.
Okay. Bills are real.
So you got to know, life is about hills and valleys. You're going to be in the valley sometimes, and sometimes you'll be at the mountaintop.
That was a beautiful, I'm just, okay, I'm going to break with an applause because that was just tremendous. And I just wanted to say, no, because I appreciate your openness, because a lot of people aren't willing to share this side, you know.
Right.
A lot of people see, they see us, and, you know, they see our, whatever it is we're doing, and we're, you know, whether it's online or in an email or posting on social media, but they don't know about this side. They don't know about those moments that are very real for us when we're just like, okay, Lord, really? Like, for real? Like, this is life right now. This is my life right now.
Which is like, which is probably where Beyonce was when she got the record deal and those two Destiny Child members.
Honey, yes.
See, you got to realize everybody gets to that place where you're ready to quit. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to get to another place where I'm ready to quit again. But that's right in that place where you get ready to get your second wind. Right in that place is when you get ready to get your second wind and you just don't know it yet because you can't see it. That's that dirt that's on you and you can't see that you actually get ready to come up out of the dirt if you just keep on watering.
Yes. That is the truth. This has just been, I am just so full. My joy is so full, Nicole. I mean, you've got to come back. I know that we're definitely going to have you
and
on my webcast later on.
Ball. And I had a call at 10:30. I had to text him and say, we're on a tangent. I can't. I got to keep going. So
thank God for you. Look, I can appreciate that because I'm the same way. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Problem.
I'm just so thankful. I am just so thankful. And I'm just going to give you one more round
thank
of applause.
Yay.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. And tell the audience your website, where they can go, and we're going to post it into the group later on. Later on tonight I'll be posting. Whatever it is that you need me to post, you can either inbox me or email me, whatever you want, and I will put it there. And if you ever have a program or something that you're doing, you are more than welcome to post it in our group for anytime. At any time. You are family now. It's official.
Yay. Yay. I love it. Well, I want to give you guys my website, if that's okay, because there's a free gift on my website. So anybody that was blessed by this conversation, I want to encourage you to go to my website, which is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, robertsjones.com, and you'll see there's a free gift there. And literally it's called Unstoppable, the 7 Keys to Live the Most Successful, Powerful, Fierce You. And so, you know, I really like to bless people with that so that you leave this conversation with action steps. And that will put you into activation. So I want to encourage you to go grab that on my website, and it's totally free.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to go to that website. It will be posted in the group and on our Facebook page. So no worries if you missed it. But, of course, you're going to listen to this podcast again once it becomes a podcast because – It's just no way. You can't. I mean, it's just so much great, blazing, amazing conversation that we've had this evening. And like I always say, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much for being here with us. For those of you who are still up with us, thank you. For those of you who are on the podcast listening, thank you for being here. We appreciate you, and we are going to do it all again next week at the same time where you get a chance to, guess what, ignite your life with Toy Parker on the Toy Parker on this Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker radio and television network. See, I'm so happy. I'm jacked up my own name of my own network, but that's okay. You all know what it is. Thank you so much for being here, and have a great night, Nicole.
You too. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And until next time, join our hashtag Ignite Your Life Facebook group for more sparks during the week to help you ignite your life and live the epic life now you deserve today. Always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory.